The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This is Susan Dellinger from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next hour, I'll be reading to you from Oprah Magazine, February 2018, Volume 20, Number 2. And this is the third of four installments of the February issue. On this month's cover, Oprah channels Diana Ross. Her naturally curly, massive mane is swept back into one side as if by the wind. Against a gold background, Oprah wears a shimmery gold crushed velvet long dress with a deeply scooped neckline and three-quarter length sleeves. The big white O for Oprah Magazine sits on a metallic, kind of brassy gold background. And this month's headline is, What Defines You? It's not your hair, your job, or even the way you vote. Get ready to embrace the essential you. And we'll start this third installment with, from the Live Your Best Life section of the magazine, Dear Lisa. And Lisa's headline this month is To Bleat or Not to Bleat. Lisa Kogan is O's writer-at-large and the author of Someone Will Be With You Shortly, Notes from a Perfectly Imperfect Life. So if you have a question to ask Lisa, email her at asklisa@hearst.com. That's H-E-A-R-S-T. So here is the question that goes with the headline, To Bleat or Not to Bleat. Dear Lisa, I'm an emotional person, and I see nothing wrong with having a good cry, but according to my yearly review, it makes people in the office uncomfortable. I never gave it much thought. If your boss is particularly lacerating or someone gets nasty, crying seems like a natural response. It's not as if I'm wailing at the top of my lungs every day. Isn't it okay to get weepy on occasion? And this is from Wendy in Alabama. And Lisa's reply, Dear sob sister, of course it is. And here are the occasions. 1, a daughter's wedding. 2, a parent's funeral. 3, virtually all toe stubbings, bikini waxings, onion choppings, and commercials in which a soldier comes home from Iraq to brew a deeply satisfying cup of coffee and surprise his dog. I don't think cutting people to shreds is the most effective way to manage a staff, but your boss should be able to criticize you without any part of your face squinching, quivering, or dripping. If a coworker hurts your feelings, either make a beeline to the nearest vending machine and consume enough chips and candy to momentarily stave off the pain, approach the colleague in question and clear the air, or decide that in the grand scheme of things, it's not a big deal and move on. I tend to go with the salty sweet snack option while maintaining an endless grudge, but that's just a personal preference. It's your call. If the boss is yelling and you're almost about to spring a leak, excuse yourself and have a drink of water or take a walk around the block. Then get back in there as fast as possible and explain that you're taking your review to heart and will make every effort to do an excellent job. Feel free to cry into your beer, your friend's shoulder, your pillow, or the tissues provided by a very wise shrink. But do it after 5 p.m. And here's our second of three questions. Dear Lisa, I'm about to turn 50, which means I've been living with HIV for 26 years. I'd like to finally speak publicly about it, but my family wants me to stay quiet. I believe someone would benefit if I share my story. What should I do? Joy in Philadelphia. Dear birthday girl, you have been given the gift of life, and if you want to give something back to people who are struggling, well then, I say, make a joyful noise. That's the beauty of turning 50. You've been around for Splenda, Labradoodles, and Amazon Prime, antibiotics, becoming challenged, antidepressants, becoming essential, and the opening of Starbucks, the closing of borders, the rise of partisan politics, the fall of Harvey Weinstein, the AIDS epidemic, and the cocktail of meds that keep it at bay. Hell, for all I know, you've even sat through the sequel to 50 Shades of Grey. My point is that you've spent half a century making the same old mistakes, making brand new mistakes, and learning something from every single one of them. I'm not sure why your family wants you to stay quiet. Maybe they're trying to protect you from small-minded people. Or maybe they're the small-minded ones. Either way, what I'm certain of is this. Staying quiet when you have something of value to contribute is a waste of your hard-won experience. You've more than earned the right to do your thing. And our third and final question. Dear Lisa, the firm where my husband, Neil, practices law recently brought in a new attorney, and Neil seems to be lunching with her almost every day. He says they're working on a case together. She's, quote, divorced and very nice, end of quote. We've been married for 7 generally happy years, but I can't help feeling threatened. Am I allowed to tell him to either go out with a group or stop lunching with this lady? Kayla in Washington, D.C. My dear Kayla, this is America, and you're allowed to tell him whatever you want, but don't. Insisting that Neil not have lunch with his new colleague does 3 unfortunate things. It says you don't trust your husband. It puts him in an awkward position at work, and it makes me wonder if you're actually the perfect woman for Mike Pence. Here's a thought. Arrange a dinner date, order a bottle of something red, and explain to Neil that even a faithful husband can be slightly tempted, just as a trusting wife can be a little insecure, and that his almost daily lunches are a source of anxiety for you. Let him know that if he's ever feeling that 7-year itch, you'd love nothing more than to scratch it. But Kayla, before you do any of this, make a point of meeting the very nice divorced woman. A brief chat might be all it takes to put your fears to rest. Who knows? You might even think of a very nice divorced man for her. Now, still in the Live Your Best Life section of the magazine, we have an article called Connections, and the headline is Shaken and Stirred. Just as she was sinking into a midlife funk, Catherine Newman had one very moving experience. And Catherine writes, "Looking back, I suppose I'd been hazily aware of it, the way you might recall that before you knew him, the love of your life used to come into the diner where you waitressed. Oh, I've got my Zumba class, a friend would say, and I'd picture Jane Fonda in a snap crotch leotard. I had no idea. I want to explain now the way you want to apologize to everyone who gave birth before you did, when you sent teensy pajamas and best wishes, not understanding that this person had been torn in half and shoved into a black hole of devotion. But that Zumba is that. It's more like being in love with the whole world, and to think it was happening to people all around me when I hardly even knew it existed. I took it out because I wanted to feel better as losses were accruing in my middle-aged life, like apples in a basket. Our nearest and dearest getting divorced, getting sick, dying. I picked Zumba instead of therapy or religion, but it turned out to be a little of both. Even if, yes, it initially felt as though everyone else was in a springy human body while I'd been issued a sack full of logs. To me, salsa and merengue were recipes, not Latin dance styles. I could neither get my body to do the things nor understand what the things even were. Torsos rippling, arms making shapes like Miss Mary Mac on crack. What was happening? What is happening, I whisper to my neighbor, while I'm the type who naturally sways a little to Van Morrison. I was baffled by the rows of people shaking it in synchrony, trying to communicate the routine from eyes to brain to hips was like trying to solve for X when X was on Mars, like trying to pound a square peg into a round matzo ball. But when Despacito came on, I had to stop myself from yelling, "Oh my God, I know this song! Even my parents know that song." At home, I shimmied to Daddy Yankee's Shaky Shaky while I fluffed quinoa. My 18-year-old son laughed at my playlist. "Flo Rida," he said. "That's not Joni Mitchell." It's not. And Zumba is not running, which makes it unlike anything else I have ever considered to be working out. I'd been under the impression that exercise was a punitive act. But what was I atoning for? Having a body? Having a woman's body? A childbearing body with silvery stretch marks and curtains of flesh that had to be disciplined? I hadn't realized you can enjoy endorphin-fed bliss without suffering first. This is the secret I'm sharing with you now. Do you know Wild Geese, the Mary Oliver poem? And I'll quote from that. "You do not have to be good. You do not have to walk on your knees for 100 miles through the desert repenting. You only have to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves." End of quote. The soft animal of this body is not repenting, and what it loves is my dazzling Zumba teacher in her tank top that says, "I don't sweat, I leak awesome." I remind myself of the feminist theory students I used to teach, the ones who showed up at office hours with their newly shaved heads to confess that they'd fallen for me, and I had to gently explain, "You're just really excited about feminism." "You're really excited about Zumba," says my 14-year-old daughter when I gush about my teacher's smile. I smile back like a baby in some doting someone's lap, mirroring human joy. At a wedding recently, I asked the DJ to play Despacito, then dirty danced with my sister-in-law, who is herself a Zumba teacher and the sexiest person I know. "Look at this girl," she cried while I pressed up against her, laughing with the craziness of the newly converted. "I love you so much," I wanted to say to her. My kids, my husband, my nieces and nephews, my father-in-law, everyone radiantly beautiful and perfectly imperfect. Instead, I just grinned until my face hurt, my body fizzing with delight, popping its cork like a bottle of crazy shaken champagne. Catherine Newman is the author of most recently, Catastrophic Happiness, Finding Joy in Childhood's Messy Years. And now, when we go to the Let's Eat section of the magazine, our singular sensation this month, a delicious celebration of one standout ingredient. This month, dark and full-bodied coffee. And the picture on the front page is sort of a gradient of coffee beans from white unroasted all the way to dark, dark, dark roasted. Why we love it. Our attachment to coffee is as strong as a double espresso. So why limit its delights to the cup? The beloved bean's toasty, robust taste also works wonders in hearty sauces, spice rubs, marinades, chilies, and more. Your dinner likely won't be caffeinated enough to keep you awake, but that doesn't mean the flavor won't rouse your appetite. And here are tips. Use brewed coffee in stews or sauces. Grounds, which tend to stay grainy, work better in marinades and rubs. Replace half of your banana smoothie liquid with cold brew coffee for a rich morning buzz. Coffee stays freshest when stored in a cool, dry, dark place like your pantry in an opaque, airtight container. And try dissolving a teaspoon of espresso powder into your brownie batter or other chocolatey treat to supercharge the chocolate flavor. And now we've got a couple of recipes. The first one is goat cheese and red pepper enchiladas with mole. This makes 4 servings with an active time of 30 minutes and a total time of 50 minutes. And here are the ingredients. 4 tablespoons of vegetable oil divided. 1 large red pepper cut into half-inch dice. 1/2 teaspoon of kosher salt plus a pinch. 1/2 cup of chopped cilantro plus 2 tablespoons of leaves for garnish. 1 small onion chopped. 1 garlic clove peeled and smashed. 1/4 teaspoon of ground cumin. A pinch of ground cloves. 1 teaspoon of unsweetened cocoa powder. 1 can chipotle chili in adobo chopped plus 1 tablespoon of adobo sauce. 3/4 cup strongly brewed coffee. 1 14.5-ounce can of stewed diced tomatoes. 1 teaspoon of light brown sugar. 1 tablespoon of peanut butter. 8 corn tortillas. And 1 7-ounce goat cheese log chilled. 6 ounces sliced 1/8 inch thick. And 2 tablespoons crumbled. And here are the instructions. In a medium saucepan, heat 1 tablespoon of oil over high heat. Add red pepper and a pinch of salt and cook, tossing a few times until blistered, about 2 minutes. Transfer to a medium bowl. Stir chopped cilantro into red pepper pieces. To the saucepan, add 2 tablespoons of oil, onion, and garlic and cook over high heat, stirring a few times until starting to brown, about 3 minutes. Add cumin, cloves, and cocoa and stir. Add chipotle and adobo sauce, coffee, tomatoes, and brown sugar and bring to a boil. Boil over medium-high heat, stirring a few times for 5 minutes. Stir in peanut butter. With an immersion blender, carefully puree until lightly chunky. You can also use a standard blender, returning mold to pan after pureeing. Season with the remaining 1/2 teaspoon of salt. Preheat oven to 400 degrees. Line a large rimmed baking sheet with foil. In a large skillet, heat 1/2 tablespoon of oil over high heat. Add a tortilla and cook until hot and pliable, about 10 seconds per side. Using tongs, transfer to the baking sheet. Repeat with remaining tortillas. Add remaining oil in dribbles as needed and adjust heat to medium if skillet gets too hot. Add 1/2 cup of mole sauce to skillet to coat the bottom. On each tortilla, add 2 rounded tablespoons of red pepper mixture and 2.5 slices of cheese and roll up tightly. Transfer to the skillet. Repeat with remaining tortillas and fillings. Spoon all but 1 cup of remaining mole sauce over enchiladas to cover. Scatter crumbled cheese on top. Bake until heated through, about 20 minutes. Reheat remaining mole sauce and scatter cilantro leaves over enchiladas. Place 2 on each plate and pass remaining mole sauce at the table. And here's a little side note, good to know. An immersion blender is the quickest and cleanest way to puree soups and sauces right on the stovetop. You'll have only the immersion stick to rinse clean. Now, our other recipe is coffee and spice-dusted drumsticks with wilted watercress. This makes 4 servings with an active time of 20 minutes and a total time of 60 minutes. Here are the ingredients. 3 tablespoons of instant espresso powder. 1.5 tablespoons of sesame seeds. 1 tablespoon of garlic powder. 3/4 teaspoon smoked hot paprika. 1/2 teaspoon of ground black pepper. 1/2 teaspoon of ground cumin. 1/2 teaspoon of ground cinnamon. 8 chicken drumsticks, about 3 pounds. 1 3/4 teaspoons of kosher salt divided. 2 teaspoons of vegetable oil. 2 tablespoons of olive oil. 10 ounces watercress or frise trimmed. 1 tablespoon of lemon juice. And here are the instructions. Preheat oven to 400 degrees and position rack in top third. Line a large rimmed baking sheet with parchment paper or foil. In a small bowl, add espresso and rub with your fingers or use a mortar until finely powdered. Mix in sesame seeds, garlic powder, paprika, pepper, cumin, and cinnamon. Place drumsticks on prepared baking sheet. With a small knife, make 4 or 5 half-inch slits all over each leg. Season with 1.5 teaspoons of salt. Drizzle each leg with 1/4 teaspoon of vegetable oil and rub in. Then sprinkle all over with 1.5 teaspoons of coffee spice mixture, pressing lightly into slits. Bake until richly browned and crisp, about 35 minutes. Remove drumsticks from oven and let rest while sautéing greens. In a large skillet, heat olive oil on medium-high. When oil is shimmering, add watercress and cook, tossing a few times with tongs until browned in spots and just wilted, about 3 minutes. Season with remaining 1/4 teaspoon of salt and lemon juice and toss a few more times. Place 2 drumsticks on each plate, along with some wilted greens, and serve. We'll move from food now to books. And in the reading room, the first book review is of the book Fire Sermon. Should She or Shouldn't She is the headline. A new novel dissects a woman's obsession with a would-be lover and gets inside her guilty conscience. Fire Sermon by Jamie Quattro kicks off with a question. Shall we walk back? It's a provocative first line, a mere 4 words suggesting a multitude of meanings. To walk back is to return, to retrace one's steps, but also to de-escalate, to yield, to change one's mind. In this context, it's an invitation from one character to another. James is asking Maggie to come back to his place. Though they're married to different people and haven't yet slept together, they're already a we. And James' opening salvo isn't just a bit of dialogue. It's a map for the whole novel, which autopsies an extramarital romance, gradually excising the damage done. This is a love that grew from likeness. Maggie and James have an affinity for poetry and theology. They're both 45 and have been married to their spouses for 23 years. Coincidences Maggie deems cosmically ordained. She's a devout Christian, and some of the book's passages take the form of a prayer or confession, while others trace the evolution of her family. Maggie and her husband Thomas met young and seemed happy enough. 2 kids, a dog, financial stability. But their sex life quickly flamed out. Try as she might, Maggie, quote, cannot manufacture arousal, end of quote, when Thomas is in the mood, and the couple's bedroom scenes juxtaposed with flash forwards of Maggie and James's passionate affair are among Quattro's most affecting. Equally powerful are Maggie's imagined conversations with a moralistic, God-fearing therapist. Late in the book, a personal trainer advises an aging Maggie to, quote, trick the muscles and never give them the same exercise twice, end of quote. The author herself is interested in reinventing the familiar. In her 2013 story collection, I Want to Show You More, she explored similar themes of faith and sex, as have a long list of writers before her. But Quattro's novel, full of vivid, mercurial prose, breathes new life into the subject and sets it gloriously ablaze. We have one more book review to read in this installment, and then the rest we'll read next week. Coda is the title of the book review. A preeminent literary stylist takes his final bow. If Walt Whitman was intoxicated by America, Dennis Johnson was hungover and reaching for some hair of the dog. The writer's posthumous collection, The Largesse of the Sea Maiden, is a tour de force of compression and prowess, teasing out pure melodies from dissonant American dreams. Johnson's lifelong affinity for doomed outsiders remains evident here, as does his brilliance at experimenting with form. An ad exec assesses his life in a jigsaw-like novella. An addict in rehab duels with past demons through a series of manic letters. And in an especially virtuosic turn, linked stories within a story, an aging author wanders a graveyard of the mind, recounting loved ones' deaths while staring down his own. Throughout, a dark lyricism prevails with echoes of Johnson's mentor, Raymond Carver. Like Carver's, Johnson's characters brood over a fallen world and the grim fate there certain awaits them. Gorgeously written, unflinchingly brave, the largesse of the sea maiden gestures, quote, toward the roaring extinction into which ocean, earth, and sky had disappeared, end of quote. With his reputation sealed by the collection Jesus' Son and his 2007 National Book Award-winning Tree of Smoke, Johnson leaves a poignant elegy, piercing in its gallows human humor and stark beauty. Let's change gears completely now and look at Love That. Trend spotting, stealth style, etc. And on the front page, we have Fab Find Hot Cross Bags. Not hot cross buns, hot cross bags. And these are very slender, kind of flat bags in gorgeous leather, kind of a pebble leather. And they're shown here in three colors, a really nice sort of camel beige. Then we're getting a green that's sort of tilting towards olive. And then a nice royal blue. And the bags are envelope style. Well, they're actually accordion. They have two compartments. And then the flap is a little, comes a little over halfway down the front. And then they have the skinny long straps. Let's read the description. Not too big and not too small, Shinola's convenient 6x9-inch carry-all is just right in more ways than one. Well worth the investment. They're $395 each. It's timeless, unfussy, and made in America from buttery leather in three textures and six perfect for spring shades. Stash your stuff in the two accordion-style compartments and back pocket, slip it on across your body, and go. It will keep its chic, slim shape and leave your hands totally free. When we turn the page, we have 12 items that are great buys under $100. Spring Fever spotted a dozen trends to help you kick off the season in style. And the first one is influenced by a Calvin Klein spring 2018 runway item in which this tall, slender blonde model is wearing a slender sort of reddish orange skirt that comes several inches below the knees. And it's it's topped off with a kind of a full top, which is sort of overlaid black on top of red, and it ends right at the elbow. And then she has on these slender, form-fitting, full-length royal blue gloves. So now how do we get that look under $100? First off, it starts with a red skirt from VinceCamuto.com for $79. And this slender skirt looks like it's about knee length, and it has a black and white band at the top. Now, they're showing this with a windbreaker, which is in a very kind of soft fabric, and it's color blocked. One side is red, the other side is royal blue. There are white pockets, inset pockets at an angle. There's a white collar and, of course, a big zip and elastic at the bottom. The right sleeve is black with some white stripes near the top and some black and royal blue and red numbers. Real sporty look. And then the other sleeve, again, looks almost like the sail of a sailboat. Bright colors, the red, the white, the royal blue, a little bit of aqua, a little bit of lime green. The jacket is from ASOS and it's $59. And the description is Athlux, the grown-up way to do sporty. Mixing a windbreaker with a sleek pencil skirt and an edgy loafer. So let's look at this edgy loafer. It's white with a little wooden heel and wooden thin sole. And it has a navy blue and teal green ribbon that wraps right over above the toes, not quite up the arch, so that you still have the white loafer extending above it. It is from Tommy Hilfiger, and it's $79, and you can find it at Lord & Taylor. The second item in great buys under $100 is a skirt from Lulus.com that's $58. And here's the description, wild side. As O Creative Director Adam Glassman says, leopard print is actually a neutral. So no need to play the match game. It goes well with a ton of shades and trends, really. So this skirt has the knife pleats, and it's a nice sort of rich beige with brown leopard spots on it. Item number three. Red alert. The handbag color of the season? Yes, it's bold, but surprisingly versatile. Now, have some extra fun by adding a statement strap. The handbag itself is almost like a doctor's bag. The red that we see on this page is a kind of fire engine red that's got just a little bit of orange in it. So we've got a nice, big, chunky red bag with a top handle, and it is from Sandra Roberts, and you can go to irresistibles.com to get it, and it's $95. The strap is about 2.5 inches wide. It's black, and it has large 1.5 inch wide flowers that have been stamped, cut out of leather. So they are in sort of leather looking, natural looking colors, not super bright, tans and browns and beiges, and then some blues and kind of golds and reds. So they've been spaced about every 3 inches on this bag. Item number four, well-heeled. Chicer than ever, especially in metallic, the sensible kitten heel can take you from day to dinner and dancing. The runway inspiration is a little bit of a brassy gold, and it has a pointy toe, the little kitten heel, which is, you know, about 2 inches, maybe a little less, but it's slender, very slender heel. And this runway inspired item then has a black strap that's about an inch, maybe a little bit wider, that comes right over the top just of the foot, just below the ankle. And it has big eyelets in it, and it has a buckle. Now, the $89 heels from francosarto.com are shown here in silver and gold, and they are this kind of snake print, very pointy, and actually the top of the shoe isn't sort of rounded above the toes. It also, the opening is a little bit of a point, and again, they are those that kitten heel, that low heel. Item number five, standout stripes. We have a top here from Zara.com that's $69. Get in line with modern silhouettes that mix tones and band width. And don't forget, elongating vertical stripes are your figure's friend. So this top has a little bit of a cap sleeve. You could argue that it's sleeveless. The neckline is not super close. It's not the jewel neckline, just a little bit larger, a little scoop. And it is the colors, these big vertical stripes are in purple, red, burgundy, white, and black. And they are in varying widths. And then the top also is kind of ruched at one of the sleeves, on one of the shoulders, and then about at the waistline. So you get this real crumpled, the stripes run just slightly off kilter, and they're not completely vertical, slightly off kilter, and then you have this ruching and gathering, and then some extra fabric that makes it look like a sash on one side. And now when we go to item number six, the runway inspiration is from Erdem, spring 2018. The model is about as tall and slender as a runway model can get. And this is a see-through green lacy dress with rows and rows of ruffles. And the inspiration is a dress from H&M, and it's $99, and it has little spaghetti straps, little V-neck. It's like a slip. It has a super high waistline, an ampere waistline, and the skirt of the dress from that waistline down is that little tiny crinkle pleat. Then it has four vertical rows of ruffles in that same crinkle pleated fabric, and those are little like 2-inch ruffles that get a little bit deeper, go to maybe 5 or 6 inches as they get near the hem of the skirt. Ruffled Up is the title. Take a pro frills approach this spring in a dress accentuated with feminine flutter. So again, that's $99 from H&M. Now, number seven, we have Clear Cut. Lucite is becoming a presence in Go With Everything sculptural jewelry. So for $75 from rjgraziano.com, we have a choker with huge, well, they look like clear marbles. They're lucite beads, large beads. And so imagine a pearl choker, but an oversized clear lucite, $75. Okay, so now number eight, shirt tails. Crisp, asymmetrical designs allow you to show a little skin and still get some arm coverage. So what we have here is off the shoulder on one side, blue, powder blue top, and it has ruffles, sort of layers of ruffles, a ruffle that goes around the neckline, and then where it meets in the front, just kind of keeps on going down below the arm opening, and that would be on the right side. And that's a deep ruffle in this kind of powder blue. And then we've got another ruffle under there at the top of the other sleeve, and the sleeves end in cuffs. So this is from lanebryant.com, and it's $70. So now we look at item number nine, floral arrangements. All the runways were in full bloom. Try pairing different prints in the same color scheme, and that's what they've done here. They've gone to two different companies, and so first off, we have a cardigan from Talbots. It's a teal background, little navy blue and white flowers on it, very small scale, little navy blue, teal, and white trim around the crew neck down the front, and a nice 1.5-inch border around the bottom of the cardigan and the bottom of the sleeves, and little navy blue buttons. So that's $90 from Talbots. They have paired that with a skirt in a lot of the same colors from Eloqui.com, which is $80, and it's a nice straight skirt, and it's a navy blue background and white flowers and some green flowers and some green leaves. The scale is just much larger. The flowers are probably about 3 inches. But all the same colors, and that's $80. So now we're at number 10, pajama dressing. Soft and cozy style isn't going anywhere. Opt for separates or a robe-like dress and balance the look with something tailored. So we start out with that dress, which is almost a wrap. It's from lulus.com. It's $64. It's looks like black silk with a Chinese pattern border print that is in reds and beiges and whites. And then there's this sort of geometric medallion pattern in gold and red around the bottom. And then this border print, this floral design, kind of works its way up from that border on the bottom. So that's very sparse from about the hips up to the neckline. And there's red piping along this V-neck. We've you've got this little bit of overlap, and then there's red piping at the bottom of the sleeves, and there's a little red sort of shoestring type wrap. So that's $64. The pants that they show with this are $89, and they are from Guess, and it's shop.guess.com to find them. They're black with white and sort of a creamy beige, a little bit of gray. It's a floral pattern. The flowers themselves look like Japanese magnolias. It's a very large, oversized pattern on this black pants with drawstring, which are $89. Then they show a top, which looks almost like elegant lingerie, skinny little straps, and it's that accordion pleat that sort of relaxes at the bottom so that while you still have soft gathers, it looks more like a ruffle around the waistline. And then there's this lacy, there's all this lace detail up at the top of this sort of camisole looking top in the same color, and it's $59. So now we're at number 11, Statement Earrings from KendraScott.com, and they're $80. They're still big. Literally, adding ample danglers is a simple way to refresh any outfit. So these are like big ovals of, it's almost like a slice of a super rich opal in teals and purples. And so that's really kind of flat. It sits sort of perpendicular to the face, if you will, with a little silver, brushed silver tab up at the top. So those are $80 from Kendra Scott. And finally, number 12, In the Trenches. Updated iterations give the classic trench a modern twist. Wear this one as a dress or layer it over one. So the runway inspiration would be from Tory Burch, spring 2018, a trench that is kind of a soft beige with where the collar's turned back, it's pink. And then we have from Jason Wu, spring 2018, the trench is a deep indigo blue silk that looks more like a wrap dress, but does have the epaulettes on the shoulder. So what they're showing here is a trench from A New Day at Target.com, and it's $35. It's a sleeveless, well, first impression is it's a dress. A trench coat just without sleeves in a dress. And they're saying here you can either wear it, layer it over a dress, or wear it as a dress. And when we turn the page, we have a few more tips from Adam's Style Sheet. There's more to this roundup than meets the eye. Each of these pieces solves a common dressing problem in the most fashionable way possible, of course. First off is a classic two-button blazer. Give a little. Blazers can be constricting, but there's nothing stiff about this one. It's a four-way stretch, and yet it maintains a smooth shape. And it's machine washable. It's from Rafaela. It's $100 at LordandTaylor.com. Classic notched collar. And it has a lining that stretches as well. Next, Mind the Gap. Finally, a button-down made for the buxom shirt, that is. It zips first, so there's no gaping between buttons. It's $98 at gapender.com. It's shown here in color-blocked navy blue and red. The bodice of the shirt is navy blue. The sleeves, the collar, and the tab on the front are red. And the zipper is totally concealed. And next, sole provider. Sick of switching from walking shoes to work shoes. This sleek slip-on with a special removable padded sole that molds to your foot does double duty. It's $160 from Nick plus Zoe, and it's available at nickandzoe.com. So it's got the thick white band on the sole, like a Keds sneaker. It is mostly black, and it has a taupe color block section and a real dusty pink strap that comes over it as well. Next, we have blackout pants. No one wants to be caught unintentionally showing some skin through their leggings. There's no chance with this pontepair. They're completely opaque. Our label, buytheReset.com. They're $125 at TheReset.com. Good jeans. Each pair of the NYDJ Curves 360 collection is designed to enhance your shape. Boost, uplifts, shape, slims, and sculpt contours. So they're the three styles, boost, shape, and sculpt. And so we have strategic pocket size and placement on the back of the boost, $429. Pulls you in from the front and back would be the shape jeans, and they're $119. And then the elastic band is comfy and waist-defining on the sculpt at $119. And then we have a top here that's called Go With The Flow. Found a loose top that won't make you look like a schlumpadinka. The bottom layer is shaped and the top layer is draped. It's $78 at cobblestone-living.com. It's shown here in a really soft sagey green, and it's layered, so the top is almost caftanish with the sleeves ending at the elbow, scoop neck, but then it kind of is cut short at the bust line, almost a bat wingy sort of look. And then there's a separate layer underneath, which is gathered. And the length at the sides give a nice hip coverage, according to Adam. Now we have a few more items. What lies beneath is the sidebar heading. When it comes to looking your best, it's all about that base. These game changers will lay a great foundation. First off, we have a bra support system. It's the perfect t-shirt bra for a full bust, ranging in size from 38DD to 46DD. The Dream Fit for $11.50 at WalmartStores.com. And they show it here in a kind of burgundy and white stripe. And it's an underwire, and the molded cups dip way down in the front to just where the bra connects. And next, it's a snap. Great with a blazer, this super soft cowl neck bodysuit lends a seamless look. No tucking required. Goodbye bunching, it says. So it's got a super high cut leg, but does snap in the crotch, and the sleeves come just about to the elbow, and it's a big cowl neck, as they said. It's $34 at felina.com. Another item, the warm up. This shirt with heat tech fabric will chase away the chills and is thin enough to go under winter wear. It's $15 at uniqlo.com, and it wicks away moisture too. It's shown here in a nice kind of peachy pink, deep scoop neck and long sleeves and loose fitting. And finally, take a dip. Create a smooth silhouette for a plunging neckline and a low back dress. So this Spanx for $148 goes from mid-thigh level up to the shoulders, skinny bra straps, of course, but the bra itself has a deep plunge in the middle that goes way to the top of the midriff. And we thank Adam for all of this undergarment and other common dressing problem solutions. And now we're going to head over to the Oh Beautiful section of the magazine. And we have a little bit of an unusual feature in Oh Beautiful this month. It's called Beauty Talk, and it is with Michelle Wolfe, The Daily Show with Trevor Noah contributor, who recently celebrated the premiere of her first HBO comedy special, discusses freckles, curls, and putting your foot in your mouth. And here's a question to Michelle. You've talked about how people have assumed you're African-American, even though you're white. Do you get that a lot? she says. I didn't until I moved to New York. I think it was actually a pickup line once. But even now on some of my Instagram posts, people will ask, are you black or white? And the picture of Michelle, she has a full mane of red hair, not super bright red hair, and it's very curly. It's cut so that it just touches her shoulders, and she has lots of freckles. Her next question, do you feel awkward about answering whether or not you are black or white? Her answer, the more we're open to talking about race, the better. A lot of white people shy away from discussing it, but we need to. I think a lot of us are just ignorant, and sometimes there's no other way to learn than by putting your own foot in your mouth. Next question, you also get a lot of comments from Daily Show viewers about your hair. Why do you think that is? Answer, red hair isn't all that common, and I think it's still a big deal for people to see other people with curly, natural hair on TV. When I was growing up, there weren't a lot of redheads on television. I had Annie, and I was a big fan of the show Felicity with Carrie Russell, who had curly hair. All my friends had straight hair. My mom has straight hair. No one really knew what to do with mine. Question, do you ever straighten it? Answer, I have, and people say, oh my God, that looks so good. And I'm like, well, curly is okay too. I know it's a superficial thing, but I do feel like my hair kind of goes with my personality. And question, what would you say the curly redhead personality is? Her answer, bubbly, fiery, fun, and a little crazy. Next question, what's your hair care routine? Her answer, I'm still working on it. Thank God for black women doing YouTube videos because there aren't many white people online showing you how to deal with curly hair. I love the Cantu Shea Butter Curling Cream, which I found in a Walmart in Kansas when I was on the road. Question, you have freckles too, which are having a moment. Did you always embrace yours? Answer, I usually forget about them, but I don't want to cover them up with foundation. I mostly just use bronzers and highlighters. My face looks weird if you can't see my freckles. A girl in school once told me she could feel them when she touched my face, which made me feel weird. But then she got acne, so. And then our final question, as a woman, do you feel pressure to talk about beauty and your appearance in your stand-up? And her answer, no, it's just naturally part of my life. This whole trend on social media, women of every shape and size posting pictures, talking about how they're confident, that's great, but it's still focusing on how we look rather than our abilities. If you need to feel beautiful, super. I hope you do. But also, let's get good at math. Let's become computer scientists. Even though it's nice that we're heading in the everyone is beautiful direction, I wonder, do you really need to be beautiful at all? And next up in Oh Beautiful, Die Happy, D-Y-E happy, that is. It's an eternal quest, finding fabulous color without the not-so-pretty consequences of dry or broken strands or an itchy scalp. But help is here. These innovative technologies are changing the color game so you can dye without the fry. And we have four of them here. Better Boxed Dye. One, Clairol Nice and Easy Care Color, $8 at drugstores. Why we love it. Free of common scalp irritants and fresh, non-ammonia smell. If you're part of the small percentage of women with an allergy to hair color, you know fate's worse than streaky highlights or uneven patches. One of the ingredients commonly used to make permanent color last longer, paraphenylenediamine, PPD, has been known to leave some women's scalps red and irritated, says cosmetic chemist Erica Douglas. Now there's an alternative. Clairol's at-home formula delivers vibrant color with staying power, but swaps PPD and the chemically similar paratoluidinium mean, PT, TD for a revolutionary molecule designed to reduce the risk of developing an allergy to dye. If you have a sensitive scalp, consult your dermatologist before trying any new product. And next, Reparative Salon Formula. Wella Professionals Wellaplex. Why we love it. Repairs dye-induced wear and tear and maintains healthy hair by helping prevent damage. Hair dye involves serious chemistry. Ammonia or a similar substance opens the outermost layer of your hair like a door, allowing a developer to penetrate the inner cortex and strip your current color so the dye molecules can set up shop, says Douglas. All of this action may have an unavoidable consequence. Dry and brittle hair. But soon, colorists will be able to enhance the dye with Wellaplex's new bond builders, which repair the bonds that hold an individual strand together, sealing the cuticle without disrupting the dye development, says Marissa Kosolofsky of Wella Professionals. Says colorist Mark DeBolt of New York City's Marie Robinson Salon, quote, I love this for clients who want a dramatic change without fear of major damage. And next, at-home strand mender. Redken Color Extend Bonder Kit. Why we love it. Leaves hair strong, shiny, and smooth, and restores the outer cuticle layer. True hair rehab begins after your color. Used for 2 weeks following your dye session, this three-step system consists of pre-shampoo treatment containing malic acid to remove mineral buildup from coloring and maintain hair's pH level, plus a shampoo and conditioner with citric acid and taurine to reinforce the cuticle and bolster weak bonds. And finally, color extending conditioners. Keratase Reflection Touch Chromatique Kit, $101, and Paul Mitchell Colorcraft, $40. Why we love them. Keep color fresh between salon visits and custom formulas for personalized results. You've got two brilliant options here. Keratase's DIY version comes with concentrated color, a nourishing hair mask, a mixing bowl, and a spatula. Just blend it up in the bathroom. Don't trust your mixology skills? Paul Mitchell's formula is created in the salon by a pro. Both have ingredients, rice bran oil, vitamin E, or plant-based conditioners for suppleness and shine. Bright, right? As we wrap up the third installment, let's listen to an answer to this month's question. What have you been surprised to discover about yourself? And Susan Black Allen of California says that if my heart really wants something, like you two tickets, I should go for it. I'm much happier when I do. And we've run out of time. Be sure to listen next time. I'm Susan Dellinger, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, triangleReadingService.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138.